Okay, so I don't actually know where this was from. I thought it was from Jubilee, but it might not be from Jubilee. I'm not sure. But this video, a particular clip of it, which is going to start at 2 minutes 30 seconds, has been roaming the internet. It's been finding its way around. People have been commenting. But this is from 4 months ago. So I'm a little late to the game, but I think that my commentary is well worth the wait. So 20 Mormons go on blind dates. So is it, I think it's 10 men and 10 women. They're all Mormons? Isn't that the fake? Well, they're all fake made up religions. But this is the one that's really fake, right? Like supposedly happened in the 19th century. Gold tablets. Some angel brought down gold tablets or something. Or Jesus popped up in North America. I don't know. It's some goofy stuff. I mean, let's be honest. It's all pretty goofy. But this is even more goofy than most, the whole Mormon stuff. I don't know anybody falls for this crap. Isn't this the church that marries off young girls to grown men? Yeah. Anyway, I thought that don't the lefties like that now, though? They're all big fans of Islam, right? So they're big fans of that kind of stuff now. They probably always were. A bunch of hedonistic scumbags. That's what happens when you embrace a relativistic worldview. But anyway, let's get into this video from the beginning and see what's going on here. And take a look at these guys.
Hi, I'm Remington, and welcome to the altar.
He's very femme, isn't he?
Welcome to the altar.
We've gathered together 10 single men and 10 single women all across Utah Valley.
The women are all thin. Is that something that's a thing in the Mormon church? Are Mormons based? Should I join Mormonism? Aren't they? They're Utah, right? Should I move out to Utah? I don't know. Some of those broads are good looking. None of them are fat. Is that normal for Mormonism? Should red pill dudes go after Mormon broads? I don't know. I don't think so. The whole goofy religion thing, that would throw me off. And if you believe in that, I think you're too gullible to be deserving of my respect, let alone to be with me. But I don't know. Anyway, let's continue.
They'll be coupling up.
I like all the white kids. Beyond that, though, I don't know.
Up and going on a journey of love.
I'm not a big football fan.
Starting from love at first sight and ending at the altar. We'll be eliminating.
Oh, so is this a show on TV and we're seeing a clip? I have no idea.
Couples over.
That guy looks like a meth head.
3 rounds until we have one couple left who will win our date giveaway package, sponsored by Cozy Earth and these amazing companies.
This is what we've come to. And by the way, this is how women view relationships from a purely commercial level.
All right, let's get started.
What is with this skinny pants, high riding pants, high in the groin? Look at this. Why aren't the fatties complaining? Where are the fatties? Shouldn't the fatty leftist broads be coming out of the woodwork and be crying discrimination? How dare you only have thin white womans? Even though that might be the majority of the Mormon church. So can you complain, really? Maybe they had a hard time finding a fat Mormon woman. It's interesting. Something to think about. Look into, maybe. I don't know. I don't know. They're all chameleons, though. These bros can't be for real. Come on. These are not real, traditional, conservative, happy to stay at home women. It's all performative for bros like this. It's got to be. Come on. I'm not buying it.
All right, y'all. Hi, I'm Madeline Welch. My name is Jordan Signer.
I'm Brooklyn.
Okay, that one's sending off red flags with the tattoos.
Hi, I'm Allie.
I'm Riley.
She's the one that we got to talk about. We're gonna review her. Yeah, the one that did not get picked, yeah.
Yeah, I'm Millie Sundahl.
My name's Katie Franson.
My name is Alyssa.
My name is Sheridan Vest.
Hi, my name is Skylar Pettengill. I'm 26 years old, and I'm from Farmington, Utah.
From Salem, Utah.
From Payson, Utah.
I'm from American Fork, Utah.
Avoid her.
I live in Provo, and I'm going to...
This one I like. Yeah, she's not bad. She's the best one of the bunch. I think 7's about right. Yeah, I'd say she's about a 7. Yeah. She got it going on where it counts, huh? Yeah, and she's missing all of the, you know, accoutrements that the modern Western woman has, namely the muffin top. Maybe she even has a thigh gap. I don't know.
WYU.
Well, this is exciting.
Let's go.
Hi, girls.
Hi.
I'm automatically getting goofball vibes from these dudes. I'm less impressed with them, actually.
Are you ready for love?
Okay, this one here with the life vest, coat, jacket, that went out in the 80s, so he's a no-go, and the porn mustache don't help. Mr. Long Sleeve Green Shirt here, yeah, pudgy guy. Is that a Rolex? He's got a watch on, but I'm sure it's fake. It looks fake, even from here. This guy, denim shorts and a Utah with a horse on it shirt. Yeah, you're out, pal. In fact, to be honest, it doesn't look like any of these guys are taking this very seriously. Although, with the state of Western women, can you blame them?
They're not ready. Hi, I'm Hollis.
My name is Ben Miles Mills.
Is this guy straight? He don't look straight.
How's it? My name is Jensen Ama.
My name's Nick.
Hey, I'm Scott.
I'm Enrique.
My name's Dakota.
I'm Max Ron.
A guy named Dakota?
Thanks. Hello, I'm...
This guy, man, this guy's smoking something. He's on something. Even at this very moment.
Sam LeSweer.
My name's Finn McEwen.
He screams vegan. Looks very low T. So does this guy, by the way.
I'm 21 and I'm from Leeds, England.
I am a sales bro. I did door-to-door for 4 years and I still throw down some sales.
How can anybody do that job? Just go to random pieces people's house, knock on the door, try to sell them a vacuum cleaner? Oh, man. Everybody hates those people.
Every single day.
I hate the sales bro stereotype. I am very anti. I'm just kidding. I actually am totally a sales bro. That's literally what I do. That's how I make all my money, and that's who I am.
Round one is called Love at First Sight. The rules are simple. We'll have one of our contestants come forward and introduce themselves. If one of the other contestants think they sound interesting, they'll come up and chat between the curtain. If they couple up, we'll drop the curtain and they get to move on to the next round. We only have room, though, for 7 couples.
Do you think that these Mormon broads are legit? Like they're real trad broads? You think? I don't know. Most of the broads I run into that claim to be Christian, they're fakes. They're total phonies. They don't believe in the patriarchy of the church, of the household, as the man is the head of the house, at all. They're usually fat, though. These chicks are all skinny. I don't know. Maybe that says something about them. Maybe they, you know, maybe they buy into it. Maybe as Mormons, they're more serious because it's such a goofy religion as it is that you'd really have to take it serious to identify with it because it says stupid. I found me some gold tablets in Indian country, don't you know? And they was written since Enochian. And yeah, the Archangel Michael or whatever came down and blessed me and taught me how to read it. I mean, come on. You'd really, really have to believe this stuff to identify as a Mormon, wouldn't you?
Let's get started.
I don't get that. What's with the pants, yo? Why is the groin so high? And what is with the very, very high at the bottom hem? Why are the hem so high? You shouldn't be able to see a man's socks. If you're standing there wearing a suit, the hem of your pants should go down around the top so I can't see the socks. I should be able to see your socks when you sit down, maybe. But that's because the pants will ride up because you're sitting down. But when you're standing up, I shouldn't be able to see your socks, yo. I'm like old boomer here. Oh my god.
Okay, the first woman who wants to introduce themselves, step forward.
Oh boy, here we go. Okay, so this is the whole reason we're watching this video. The delusion, the separation from reality that exists in the form of this broad. I think her name is Kylie. Let's see and hear what she has to say.
Okay, I'm Riley.
It's Riley. Automatically, I'm not taking her very seriously. They can't see her, but it's the tone of her voice and the way she speaks. I'm Riley, and I'm such and such an age. Okay, so what has she got going for her? I don't know, is she cute? I mean, she's not, I don't know that she's ugly. Does she have a butter face? I guess she's kind of cute. I don't know. She's all right. Average, maybe a four. I don't like the hair. Is that that's multicolor hair? Oh no. Okay, that's automatically a red flag. I mean, it's not, at least it's not bizarro Kool-Aid colors, but it's still not good. And the whole sweater vest thing with that weird design, I don't like that. That screams semi-red flag to me at the very least.
24, I'm from Houston, Texas, and...
She's from Houston, Texas? Is she a Mormon? She lives in Texas? Shouldn't you be living in Utah with your other cult friends? I believe all religions are cults, by the way. They are cults. Some are cultier than others, though, obviously. Reference L. Ron Hubbard and Scientology. But anyway.
Honestly, I am down for any good adventure. I just got...
She's down for any good adventure. You're here for an adventure? An adventure buddy? You're down for an adventure with someone else? You're an adventurer? What is this, D&D? The hell are you talking about? I'm down for an adventure. I thought you were looking for a life mate. I don't use partner because that implies some kind of equality, equity between the two people. 50-50, same responsibilities, duties. I don't buy into that crap. But mate? Yeah. You're looking for a life mate. You're looking for a husband, supposedly. I thought these Mormon broads are dated with intentionality, looking for an actual husband, not just to ride the CC or have fun. You don't sound like somebody automatically. I wouldn't take you very seriously. You're down for any adventure. You know what I would have already done? Put a big, giant red X through her name. Next! I'm not looking for an adventure, buddy, sweetheart. Life is an adventure. I go out the door every day. Guess what? I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's around the next corner. I don't know what or who might be hiding under my car in my back seat. I don't know if the car's going to start. I don't know if I'm going to get whacked by a semi-truck and killed. It's all an adventure, lady. That's how I approach life. Part of why I'm happy all the time. I figured out the secret to happiness, and I'm happy. And it's not some kind of hack or trick. I'm legitimately happy 24/7. I did make a video about that like 9 years ago. You can find it on my channel if you're patient enough to scroll back. I should probably make another going into more detail. But anyway, life is an adventure. If you're going out and actually seeking adventure for adventure's sake, and you're having to label these special activities as adventure when life itself is an adventure, as long as you have the right mindset, you're doing it wrong. You're doing life wrong. I'm up for any adventure, except life, real life. I'm not up for that. That's what I hear from you when you say that.
Scuba dive certified, and I'm planning to go up to Australia this summer, so I'm super excited about that.
Look at these guys. They're like, what the hell is she talking about? I'm here to date abroad. It's like, they're just not clicking. They're like, wait, something's not right here. This doesn't really connect with me because she's not talking about anything important that I care about. Scuba dive certified? What the hell does that have to do with getting married and having kids, you dummy? We're going to have sex underwater? Might be an interesting experience. Spurting your jizz in the ocean? I don't know. Fish eating it up? I mean, is that something I want to really think about, though? Jesus, lady, what are you talking about? Is that an adventure? What? People who talk about this kind of stuff in lieu of something that is supposed to be talked about that is actually important, you're automatically right here telling me that you're really not a very serious person. You don't really take life seriously, or you don't take yourself very seriously. You don't take anything very seriously from what I hear. You're supposed to be here to find a husband. I'm looking for adventure. I'm down for any adventure. I just got me scuba certified, and I'm going to Australia, blah, 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 this summer, and I'm so excited about that adventure. The hell does that have to do with me? What does that have to do with dating? I mean, you're just, I don't know. This, all right, let's continue. These guys are baffled. I'm baffled. What the hell's going on here?
And then I just picked up skiing like 2 years ago. And I honestly love any themed party. Like those.
Skiing, I just picked up skiing and I love theme parties. You seem to be obsessed with doing frivolous crap in substitute for an actual life. Like, you don't have a life, and you think that having all of this garbage that you do in your free time or have as hobbies is life. Like, that's your substitute for a life, and you want a man for what? To come with you on these adventures? Are you looking for an adventure buddy? You want to go to Zimbabwe and not have to worry about getting kidnapped? Or, you know, Shanghai'd and then eaten? Because they're all starving? Because they kicked out all the white people who could farm? Kicked out all the productive people? And now they got left there a bunch of parasites that love communism when there's whitey there to provide for them anyway. Then they like that redistributionist crap. They don't like it so much when whitey goes away and there's nothing to redistribute because they have no whiteys to rob. But anyway, these people are all whiteys, so what do you want with a white man for? Bodyguard? So she's looking for an accessory. So I don't understand. What are you talking about? I mean, I would talk about my hobbies like I like doing this, that, this. And then what am I looking for? What kind of person am I? This is my personality. This is what I look for in another person. She doesn't do any of that. She doesn't go into any depth, at least that I'm hearing. Maybe she'll get there. But so far, all I've heard, skiing, scuba diving, adventure. Uh-huh. And what's that got to do with me? Oh, absolutely nothing. I just want you there to protect me and carry my bag. And if some local gives me trouble, punch him in the face. Got it. Okay. I'm an accessory, like the handbag you want me to carry.
Mm. Those are like my favorite things to go to, my favorite things to plan.
Themed parties? What the hell is a theme party? I'll be honest, I'd never been to a theme party. I remember dance parties where you dance disco. I'm old! I do not know what the hell a theme party is. Is that like a Seinfeld party? Like you would dress up as George Costanza or some crap? What kind of vacuous, airheaded person are you? And that's your life? You're supposed to be telling these dudes who you are. And what you value in life. And what kind of virtues you have. And yes, why they should pick you. Ladies, you need to be a pick me. You got to tell a guy why he should pick you. And it ain't this.
And I'm looking for someone that...
Oh, okay, here we go. So now she's going to get to what she's looking for. Look at this guy. Like, what is this Asian-looking guy here in the 1/2 from the left of the guy in the orange shirt? He's laughing his ass off. And Mr. Vegan-looking pothead here with his terrible clothing doesn't take this seriously. He's laughing his ass off. But most of these guys, you can look at the looks on their faces. It's a complete disconnect. They're trying to figure out what the hell she's talking about. Ay, ay, ay. I don't get it.
Wants to be my adventure buddy, and it's someone that I...
Adventure buddy? Oh, even the women are like, oh, God, what are you talking about? At least I don't have to worry about competing with her. I can tell you what's going through her head. Look at the one in the orange in the back. She's like rolling her eyes. Like, oh, God. Geez, do I have to listen to any more of this vacuous crap? Oh, my God. I mean, this one that we see, number 9, she's thinking, oh, thank God I don't have her to compete with, at least. I mean, I'm much better looking, but maybe I thought maybe she might be more down to earth and therefore, you know, more appealing. But no, she's an airhead idiot. thank God I don't have to compete with her. One down.
I can trust in and is going to be there for me.
Aww.
That's it. I want an adventure buddy. So I want adventure. I like adventure. I do adventure. I think I'm living in a D&D game. Reality is not enough of an adventure. I need to add an extra layer of adventure and seek out stimulating activities that I label as adventure. And then you need to come with me to enhance the experience. So you're like a chaser. I need to drink me a Boilermaker and you are the, you know... And some people drink that like a chaser. They chase one drink with another. Yeah. Yeah. So you're just there to be a chaser. You're there to be an accessory. You're there to enhance the experience. Yeah. You know. You're the line of cocaine I do after I shoot the heroin. That's all you are, man! You are just there to provide for me as a pack mule and protector. Somebody I can trust that can watch out for me. Yeah, free bodyguard. And, you know, in exchange, you enhance the material stimulus pleasure of the experience. I.e., maybe we'll bang after we climb Mount Kilimanjaro. And I'll dream about having climbed it while I'm banging you. And it'll enhance this sex. And the thought of the sex after climbing Mount Kilimanjaro and will enhance the pleasure of the climb. Yeah, what is this, lady? What are you, anyway? Just some, like, hedonistic scumbag? Is that all you are? And I love how everybody's like, oh, you did the deluded broads. Don't encourage her. Are you kidding me? This one's got all the wrong values. I value me's adventure. What? Jesus. Oh, my God. This is just so cringy, man. And look at her. And, you know, she's got a rocking body. I don't know. I can't really tell. She's definitely thin. Maybe she's got a nice ass. I don't know. Maybe she got such a nice ass it makes up for her butter face. But you're an idiot. I'm an adventurer. Think she's in a D&D game. What are you, the wizard? You the cleric? What the hell's going on here? Is that what dating's become? A game? Yeah, it's become a game. It's fantasy. It's make-believe. It's not reality, which is what she ain't living in and is chasing adventure to avoid, obviously. All right. Let's see what happens next. This is just really, so frustrating to watch.
I wanted to go first because I thought, all of these amazing people I'm with, I got to know them before the show, are...
All these amazing people. Did she see the guys, too, or just the women? I thought the curtain was there so you couldn't see the guys, so the women don't actually know what the guys look like beforehand. So was it just the other women that you met? Oh, yeah, I wanted to go first because I met all these amazing people, the women. Right? The women encouraged her, right? She probably started saying what she was into, and they're like, yeah, you go, you say that! Yeah, sabotaged her. They knew full well just how poorly her self-presentation would go over, which is probably why they encouraged her. And, you know, they knew she would get zero likes and picked by no men.
Literally amazing. And I felt like I needed to stand up and put myself out there first so I could, like, at least put myself out there and there was a chance.
Right? There was no chance. There was no chance, honey. Okay? Unlike in your adventures where there's all sorts of random chance. I could fall off Mount Kilimanjaro and die. That's what makes it so exciting. Woo-hoo-hoo! No, there was no chance of you getting picked here, honey. At all. Zero. Nada. Zilch. Ooh. So she looks like she might have a good tush. But, I mean, again, any positive quality she has, you know, totally, completely canceled by that horrible, horrible self-presentation.
Yeah,
these guys are so enthused. Yeah, no, they're not. They're like, what the hell did I just hear? What was that? It's the wrong place. So what? I don't know what she just presented, but it had nothing to do with getting a man, keeping a man, being in a relationship. Wrong venue, honey. Wrong venue.
Okay, if any gentleman would like to get to know Riley more, please step forward.
Oh boy. Yeah, okay, she's got multicolored hair. Yeah, decent body. Too bad she's an airhead moron. Oh no. Nah, we're good! No, thank you! Yeah, you said nothing of value. Generally speaking, sweetheart, men are looking for a relationship if they come to a show about relationships and finding a relationship. The things you just talked about have nothing to do with a relationship. Most of what you're going to get when you're in a relationship and you're married and you have kids, which is supposed to be the whole point of dating to begin with, until women took it and, oh, well, you know, this feels so good. And I like all the attention and validation. Look, I can Go rat. Pick. I have unlimited options, but you don't. They've gotten addicted to the pleasures of life. They've become the worst hedonists that they used to call men. Men are pigs. Notice they don't say that anymore because the things that qualify as making you a pig actually apply to them now more than it ever did man. Can't pejoritize the things that we are now the most prevalent and overrepresented in now, can we? But it's actually supposed to be about, you know, getting married and having kids. And by most of these women's estimation and the way that they now interact with and view the world and their mindset, that's boring. But that's what men want. That's what we're looking for. We're looking for boring, yo, in that sense. We want peace. We're not looking for adventure. Or a lot of guys understand, yo, having kids and a wife and a family, that's the greatest adventure of all. No, I got to climb a mountain and, go scuba diving. Who cares about that? We don't care about that. We don't value those things if we're looking for a relationship. What the hell does that have to do with any of that? You dummy. Wow.
They're nervous. They're scared.
They're nervous.
Anyone.
Come on.
Anyone?
Hey, Riley, we're going to have you sit down, but thank you for introducing yourself.
That's unfortunate. That's unfortunate, but 100% expected. And you know, she's not ugly. She's not attractive either. It looks like she got a decent body. I mean, she could find herself is she Mormon though? She didn't sound Mormon. Is it just the men that are Mormons? I thought everybody was Mormon. The women aren't all Mormon? She don't sound Mormon to me. But anyway, I guess you could worship gold plate making Enochian teaching that's the angelic language, Enochian. Enochian teaching language angels and still also value scuba diving and adventure. I don't know. This was painful to watch. Ladies, you have to bring to the table what men want. We want relationships. Now, if you're some dude that's like a top 5%er, number one, you're not going to be on a show that's called Mormon Dating to begin with. So there's that. But if you're a guy that comes to a show like this seeking a relationship and marriage, don't focus solely on and make the center of your identity adventure seeking. And I'm just looking for an adventures buddy. What the? You can't base a relationship on that. What happens when you're too old or get tired of scuba diving? You can't focus and center a relationship around that. It has to be centered around virtues. Virtues! And I made videos about these before. I guess I'm going to have to do it again because people are too lazy to go back and look through my old content. But you have to have virtues. And your values need to be in line with each other. And they also have to be sort of, you know, reality focused. Like kids and commitment. And family and things like that. You didn't talk about any of that. You value scuba diving and adventure. I don't want that. I'm old. And if you're looking for a serious relationship, which all these guys obviously are, they wouldn't be there. Engaging in something that could, might, maybe, probably won't. But at least that's what they're looking for. Marriage. They don't give a crap about any of that stuff. So adventure buddy to go with me when I vacation, which I do too much, and I spend all my money on that. Yeah, so you got a lot of debt, probably. Sounds like a very expensive lifestyle, as well as one filled with adventure. Sounds boring to me. Scuba diving? Who gives a crap? So she doesn't see the value in what many people would call the mundane aspects of life, just more common, essentially, but that does not make them less valuable. I think some of the most common things are the most valuable as well. That's why they're valued and so common, because they're so valuable. People want to get them. That's why they're common. But anyway, no, she doesn't see the value in a baby, in a life at home with her child, taking care of her family, being a motherly. Oh, no. I need to be scuba diving, yo. All right, sweetheart. Well, that's frivolous crap, and we don't care about that. And it's expensive, frivolous crap, and it's boring to boot. It also doesn't sound very peaceful. I mean, hey, I get it. Sometimes people want to go on vacation. I've been working nonstop over a year now after having a heart attack, a septic episode that put me in the hospital for over a month, and I just had a stroke about 3 months ago. I'm in bad shape. I could use a vacation. But what would I do with it? I'd just lay around and do nothing all day. That, to me, is valuable. If I got to have a week doing nothing, oh my God, it would be so wonderful. This broad's got to fly off to Kilimanjaro, climb a mountain, and go scuba diving, and kill her own puffer fish, and then eat it. Yeah, you're not looking for anything they're looking for, sweetheart, okay? And you're obviously not looking for a relationship, because that's not what a relationship is. Wow, what a failure. What an abject failure. And ladies, that's the reason that you are abject failures these days, especially Western women. You don't bring to the table what men value. And you don't have the same values. You value things that are different. Yeah, men and women are different. But if you're going to come together to form a family, and, you know, ties that bind, like kids, you have to have the same values. And you have to share virtues. Okay? Opposites do not attract. Or if they do attract, they don't work out. That's total nonsense. It's a lie. Maybe they do attract, but they don't make good life mates. And people who want adventure and adventure seeking, and their whole identity is wrapped up with finding the next thrill, the next fix, the next hit, like a drug addict, they are not looking for and will not make good life mates or relationship people. It won't work. And that's not what she's looking for. She's looking for an adventure buddy. An FWB. Well, no thanks, sweetheart. My time and my body and my effort and my labor is worth more. And I have more self-respect and self-esteem than to be your FWB. And I'm essentially just there to be your bodyguard and to deter the local low IQ, 65 IQ people from absconding with you and eating you. And that's obvious that's what you're looking for, and no self-respecting dude would sign up for that. So you're looking for a simp, and a total complete simp loser of that type isn't going to intimidate the 60 IQ locals anyway. They'll eat him too. But anyway, let me know what you think of this broad Riley in the comments section here. Yeah. Let me see, where's her pick? Is this wife material? Is she a 10? As that sticker implies? No. She's a 4 in looks. She's a -6 as a relationship prospect. She doesn't want anything that any man looking for a relationship would want. So she's totally, completely out of sync with the whole panel. Yeah, this broad's going to be alone a while. And the sad thing is, she's very representative of a lot of Western broads. And that's why you broads are going to be single for a long time. But let me know what you think in the comments section of Riley. Is she representative of Western woman? Or am I way off? And is there something maybe to look into here with Mormon chicks? Because I don't know. Now, the one with the dark hair here with the tattoos, number one in the back, on the furthest left in the back row, yeah, she's a no-go. And Riley's a no-go. But the other eight, except for this one. This blonde one, actually, she's a little chunky. She wears some baggy clothes. Okay, so one of the panel is overweight. But seven of them got good bodies, decent bodies, and a couple of them qualify as very attractive to hot. So one of them is hot, anyway. Very attractive, anyhow. Is there something to this Mormon thing? Are they hotter looking? More traditional? Conservative women in the Mormon church, or is all this just performative? I mean, I don't know. Most of them are thin. I mean, that could require some discipline these days, especially with the crappy, overly processed foods most people eat. They're thin, they're attractive. They dress, well, they're not wearing dresses, so maybe it's winter. I don't know. I'd love to see some dresses here. That's why I think this all may be performative. I think if these broads were really, truly, totally 100%, you know, traditional, they'd be wearing a dress. What do I know? But is there something to it, you think? Maybe is it worth looking into? I don't think so. But let me know what you think in the comments. Please like and subscribe to my YouTube channel if you have not already. Give me a thumbs up. Leave a comment. It's good for the algorithm, they tell me. Also, don't forget to visit my other social media. Follow me on Twitter and Facebook. You'll find those links in the description, along with my GoFundMe, which you can make a donation to help with my continued survival and getting out of this crappy roach-infested hole I'm living in now. And perhaps follow me on Patreon, even, if you'd like to support my work. Any amount is greatly appreciated. And you will then allow me to continue producing my red pill content. Anyhow, I am the realist, and I wish you all a good and pleasant day. Take care.